thing that we want to do this morning. And we're going to pray over and install a new elder. And the board met and we talked it over, and we were in agreement that this man was good quality for the position. And we've asked some other men at different times and asked them to pray about it, and they've said, well, I prayed about it and I don't think that the Lord wants me in that position. We said, well, okay. Then some we haven't asked, but we're just trying to be led of the Lord in everything that we do. And the one that we have felt would step in and be a good elder. They've been with us a long time. We know that their hearts are with us. We know that they support the church and what we're doing here. And it's Bobby Johnson. Bobby, will you come up here?
Will you come here? Because the Lord doesn't place one person in a position that his spouse is not part of it too. You know, I can remember
for years they were a children's church pastor.
Right. I try not to go back too far to tell how old he is, but I mean, you know, they did children's church for years, and they did Sunday morning classes. They did Sunday night classes. Even Wednesday night classes at times, and they were so faithful. And then we worked in camps with them. And now that Bobby's retired and not busy at all, right?
still trying to catch up on his
honeydew list. Okay, but you know, when you look around, and we like I said, we have a lot of men in church that we. That are very wonderful leaders. And it was just at this particular time that we felt led.
And our other elder this morning, I don't need that. Okay. Our other elder is not here this morning. He's getting knocked out of the ditch.
More that story.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for faithful men and women. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace that's sufficient to enable us to do everything that we're called to do and to fulfill every position that we're called to step into. And I thank you, Lord God, for Brother Bobby and for Vivian for the support and the faithfulness that they've shown through the years. And I thank you, Lord God, for what they're doing and what they have done. And now, Lord, we just thank you as we recognize him before the body this morning as an elder in New Life for the Nations. And we thank you, Lord God, for giving us your direction as we work together for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank
you. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of things that they have done that most of us don't know about. There's a lot of things that are working the way they should in this building because of the effort that Bobby and Glenn and different ones of the men have put forth. And we appreciate all of that. And is that everything?